Hello, my name is Ryan Lipscomb, and welcome to my talk on the polymorph entity component system written in NIM. So, why NIM? NIM is a productive language with a clean syntax that's designed to be written fast and read easily. It's got a strong static type system for catching bugs at compile time, and plenty of high-level abstractions with low or zero cost to make your life easier. In general, the language tends to get out of your way and lets you write something similar to pseudocode whilst getting similar performance to the equivalent code in C or C++. And this makes it great for simple scripts and prototypes, as well as for building large, robust projects. It's also extremely portable, creating self-contained executables, whilst compiling to C, C++, Object-C, or JavaScript, lets you have native access to a huge range of ecosystems, and lets you use the same language for front and back-end development. Finally, it has extensive support for metaprogramming with abstract syntax trees, which makes Polymorph's generative approach possible. So what are entity component systems, or ECS for short? Now, this is an architectural pattern that emerged from the performance and flexibility demands of the game industry. The pattern describes the three main elements involved: entities, which are sets of your data types, components, which are the data types themselves, and systems, which are code using components as parameters. So why use an ECS? Well, the main reason is to manage complexity. To help with this, they've got a flat architecture based on composition with no need for callbacks or inheritance to create structure. System code is logically isolated and decoupled, only caring about its component parameters, and they're executed with declarative dispatch, by which I mean by declaring the components the system uses, it will only be executed if that data is present on an entity. The architecture is also data-driven, giving you freedom to control system execution at runtime. And this gives you a lot of design flexibility, as you have the option to compose any behaviors on the fly. And finally, they tend to run fast, since batching execution and predictable memory patterns naturally let us take advantage of pipelines and caches. And systems also separate work for us so that the system will only be run when data is present, which allows us to produce any manner of complexity within our systems and know that there's no penalty if that system isn't being used. So here's what this looks like in Polymorph. First, we're registering the data types we want to use as components, in this case, position and velocity types. And next, we write some system code to use these components. So here we're just adding velocity to position for a simple physics simulation. And here's how we might use this system. First, we need to create an entity with the required components for the system to be activated. And then we simply iterate the systems, which here is done with the run procedure, and this will produce the results we want without any extra work. So we can then extend the ECS as we require. Here we're adding a gravity component and a gravity system that simply adds to the y vector of velocity. And here's how we might use this. We simply add the gravity data to the moving entity, and when we run the systems through again, we find the position and velocity are correctly updated. By adding and removing components in this way, we can dynamically control how entities behave. So here's an example of an ECS for an abstract game idea. Here you can see that components are stacked in different ways depending on the kind of functionality you want. And the systems that are called depend on the data that's present on the different entities. So here we show potentially the systems that might be used below in grey. And we can see here that systems are called in a particular order, denoted by the arrows between the systems. And this allows us to structure the game or program so that we can get the results we require. And below the systems is a description of the resulting behavior for the entities. So as you can see in entity 6, there's no render or velocity component. So this entity acts like a kind of enemy ghost passing through terrain. And because of the lack of velocity, there's no physics processing at all. This lets us mix things up a bit and allows us to create some interesting variations just by combining these building blocks in different ways. This kind of bottom-up approach gives us loads of flexibility without needing to design for it in advance, and means we can focus on writing logic for simple processes that compose together. So ECS implementations generally tend to manage their data around one of the three elements of the pattern. When organizing storage by entity, systems query entities for the required components they need to run. On its own, this can be inefficient for a large number of entities, as systems must check each entity to see if it matches. So usually a management layer is provided